This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip: what are the secrets of remembering our own faults when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah?
Allah, Allah, Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, we are back on the program, and it is the holy month of Ramadan. When it comes to ubudiyah, of course, the holy month of Ramadan is like this extra super powerful dose of ubudiyah, of servitude to Allah, of the worship to Allah, of the obedience to Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, the best of months, the days the best of days, the nights the best of nights, the hours the best of hours. What better opportunity can we find than in this holy month of Ramadan to increase, enhance, and strengthen our ubudiyya? One of the things that we must do, dear friends, not only in the holy month of Ramadan, but in our ubudiyya in general throughout the year, is that the spiritual wayfarer, the person who is trying to undertake this path of ultimate ubudiyya, must in all situations try their best to remember their own faults and their own deficiencies. Now, when one remembers their own faults and they remember their own deficiencies, they eventually will be moved towards fixing those faults and deficiencies. And of course, once we fix and improve upon our faults and our deficiencies and our flaws, this will lead to happiness, and ultimately it will lead to an enhancement and a refinement of our ubudiyya, our servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, we must be very careful and remember that remembering our faults and deficiencies, this should not stop us at this stage. Because, of course, if we are only constantly remembering our faults and our flaws and our deficiencies, we will go into a certain kind of depression, anxiety, frustration, and perhaps even anger. The purpose, dear friends, of remembering our own faults and deficiencies and trying to find and discover our flaws and our deficiencies is so that we can improve upon them. And once we improve upon them, we are going to, by default, be walking this beautiful path of ubudiyya, of servitude and obedience to Allah, especially in this holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Millions of Muslims across the world are observing the holy month of Ramadan. The practice of fasting dates back through the ages and is a fundamental aspect of many religions. With many people practicing fasting, what does it mean to us in modern day society? What are its true benefits, and why are people turning towards fasting as a means of cleansing themselves physically as well as spiritually? With London being a city of cultural and religious diversity, Ramadan has become a central theme throughout the capital, with thousands of Muslim residents abstaining from food and drink this month. But how does the general population feel about the concept of fasting?
I think fasting means to me, you know, a type of religion, in other words, people tend to not eat a certain time, and then, you know, I think when sunset, you know, they tend to eat. For me, it's quite difficult to do that.
I think it's like a time where you just become a better person, and like during fasting you can like you control yourself more, you do more things, and you just become a better person afterwards, and you just think about yourself and your actions.
Yeah.
Fasting to me is a time of purity and cleansing, and more importantly, sacrifice.
For a whole month, I think it's very difficult, but I'm sure I can do it for a couple of days, 3 days a week, maximum. Yeah, I'm sure I can do it for a few days, yeah.
I think from my understanding of fasting, you have to start with an understanding of food and what food means to me and to Christianity. And like lots of other faiths, food is a central part of our spiritual practices. Like many others, it's central to some of, in fact, one of the main services in Christianity is the sharing of the Last Supper or the Eucharist. It's about eating together, and that builds community. And it's about remembering that food is fundamentally from God as creator and gives us life.
A few years ago, I fasted for one of my friends just to see how it was like and to see what they go through. And I'm not gonna lie, it was really hard. I think I did it for longer than expected, and I felt sick after, but it kind of made me realize the things that they go through, the things they sacrifice, and it made me a bit more appreciative for my religion also.
But the object of the fasting isn't just the fasting itself. It's not an end in itself. It's an aid. It's an aid to prayer and contemplation. And on Yom Kippur, the theme is we think of our sins, the wicked things that we've done in the past year, and we resolve before God and with our community, we resolve to change our lives, we repent of our sins, we ask God for forgiveness.
In the light of the Islamic teachings, fasting in the holy month of Ramadan represents one of the five pillars of Islam, and therefore it is an essential part of every Muslim's life. Allah Almighty has prescribed fasting to the believers with the words لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may attain righteousness. So, especially in this month, by bearing hunger and thirst, you nourish your soul spiritually. And with that, you attain the love of God. And this deed is merely done for Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty says, that as-sawmu li wa ana ujza bihi, that everything you do is for your own sake, apart from fasting, which is merely for me, and I'm its reward.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which was this idea of remembering our own faults, our flaws and deficiencies, discovering these flaws and these deficiencies, and then consequently working on these faults and these deficiencies, and so that in the mix of all this, we are able to walk the path of ubudiyya, of servitude and obedience to Allah. Now, in this second segment, we want to talk about this idea that we must guard against Satan's intrusions. One of the most important cordial disciplines of the salah, the worship or the prayers, and other worships and du'as and supplications, which is of the chief cordial disciplines. Salah, of course, is the main and primary discipline, is to protect our worship against the intrusions of shaitan, of Satan. Now, we find that it is unfortunate, but sometimes when we are doing our daily prayers, when we are doing our salah, we find that our mind just goes to think about everything but our salah. This, of course, is an indirect intrusion of shaitan. And in this holy month of Ramadan, what a better opportunity to be able to practice guarding against the intrusions of shaitan, since the Almighty Allah, via the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said that in this month, in this holy and blessed month, the shayateen are chained, and it is much more difficult for them to intrude upon us. There is a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran which says, "And those who keep guard on their salah." Now, this probably refers to all degrees of keeping guard, whether it is to pray on time, whether it is to pray with focus and attention, whether it is to pray with humility, whether it is to upkeep the ahkam, the religious jurisprudential laws and rules concerning the salah, or a degree of keeping guard on our salah, which could probably be the most important, is to guard against shaitan's intrusions. To not let shaitan distract us from what we are doing. To not let shaitan prevent us from doing what is right. And so, these two things which are of great importance, remembering our own faults and flaws in order to be able to improve and rectify these things so that we can walk upon the path of ubudiyyah. And of course, in order to walk upon the path of ubudiyyah, the servitude to Allah and the obedience to Allah, we must always guard against the intrusions of shaitan, the cursed.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Let's talk about the most important things that we can do, inshallah, in this month. One of the things that we want to definitely do in this month, and this is for all of us, starting with myself, is the idea of redeveloping that close feeling of closeness to God. That we serve a good God, that God loves us, that feeling of closeness. They call it ons. To feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to obviously talk about tawbah and turning back to God. And if there's any mistakes that we make, how do we fix that? But before that, and in order to have motivation to make tawbah, I have to know that I serve a good God. God who cares about me, loves me, knows me as an individual. Very important. It's very important actually in the spiritual path, and I'll talk about why it's so important in the spiritual path. The advice that some of the urafa, some of God's friends have given us. But it's very important in the spiritual path that I think good of God. We have some ahadith. In some ways we might describe them as scary. Right? Scary ahadith. But they're good hadith too, but and sometimes a little bit scary for somebody like myself. How? One of the ahadith, actually it's more than one hadith. One of the sayings that we have from the Ahlul Bayt is that God deals with us, God deals with the believer based on his or her expectations of him. The hadith, the instructions from the Ahlul Bayt are think good of God God deals with you based on your expectations. The ones that part I mentioned was a little bit scary. It says, in khayran fa khayra, if it's good, then good. Wa in sharran fa sharra. God forbid anybody think bad of God. God's out to get me. God doesn't like me. God's not going to help me. God forbid that person might bring down sometimes bala on themselves. So thinking good of God, benefiting. And it matters even in how our prayers are answered, right? That feeling, I know God loves me. God's going to help me. It matters.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.